start a new study. And our new study is going to be in the book of Zechariah. I never taught the book of Zechariah. I've been preaching from it for many years. Looking at that, and I'm not going to say we're going to every verse. If we do, we'll be in it a long time, because we've taken books that's got four chapters and stayed on them for a year. And I don't know what it'd take if we was on 14 chapters. Well, how many years that might take us. So we'll at least hit the highlights of this book. You probably never heard a study on the book of Zechariah completely. I haven't. I've read it over and over and over. It is a tremendous book. It's a prophetic book, as most of these are. And Zechariah is classified as one of the minor prophets, only minor because of the size. But I don't like to go back and talk about these old prophets being major and minor. They're the word of God. That's not a biblical word, because Zechariah is just as important as Isaiah or the other prophets down through the years. God has used them. Now, we want to look at this. First of all, you can write Zechariah down in your notes, or write it your Bible, heading of your Bible there, right out from it. That Zechariah means the Lord remembers. That's what his name means. There's significance in the names of these prophets and down through the years, but it means the Lord remembers. And I'll explain to you why he's got that title in just a moment. Also, in your notes, you can put down today that he is a prophet of restoration. His major concern is to restore Israel. Get Israel back where she once was, or where, and most of it's prophetic, and it's going to take a while for that to even happen. It is a prophetic book, as I said a while ago. And it's next, to the last book of the Old Testament. And it's nearing the end of the days of the prophets. We do know that Malachi comes on after that, then John the Baptist, which was actually the last prophet of the prophets, except Jesus. And he was prophet, priest, and king. And so we look at that and finally find out that from the New Testament, from the Old Testament, New Testament, a period of time is gone. And when we open up to the New Testament, the days of the prophets are closing out through the man called John the Baptist. It contains 14 chapters, and as I mentioned a moment ago, and it has 211 verses, if you want to count them, help yourself. But we see that the shortest chapter, if you'll study it, has 13 verses, and it's chapter 9. The 9th chapter is the shortest chapter. And chapter 8 is the longest chapter with verses of 23 verses. So keep that in mind, and that don't mean anything about the doctrine of the word, except just kind of gives you a little overall view of it. Now, we're going to start studying in that. We'll be mentioning some things about Zechariah as we go. And we're going to have at least the first three verses today are part of it. We may not get out of the first verse, but let's look at this. He said, in the 8th month, in the 2nd year of Darius, came the word of the Lord unto Zechariah, the son of Berechiah, the son of Iddo, the prophet, saying, the Lord hath been sore displeased with your fathers. Therefore say thou unto them, thus saith the Lord of hosts, turn ye unto me, saith the Lord of hosts, and I will turn unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. Now that's quite a bit of preaching and teaching right there to get us in the idea of where we are. So we go to verse number 1. We'll just start in it. It said, in the 8th month, we haven't started to study one time, never did finish it. For some reason, I don't know, things that get in my mind, and then we pass them off to the side. But the months are different than our months. The 8th month here is not the 8th month of ours. Matter of fact, in the Hebrew and Jewish calendar, their months are from the middle of the month to the middle of the next month. But if you'll look all this up, you'll find out that the 8th month is somewhere between mid-October to mid-November. That's a portion of time that it is. I just want you to kind of get the idea of the time of the year that this is happening in. It's happening somewhere in October, November. And that's what you want to keep in your mind to start. Now, there in the Holy Land, their climate is a lot like ours here. I visited the Holy Land in October of 1970, and it was basically just like ours here. There's having a fall. And it was going into that. So it's also, in that portion of the country, a time of rain, the period of rain. I'm not talking about R-E-I-G-N. I'm talking about rain from heaven out of the clouds. And so it's a time when they have more rain than they do some of the others. But notice he said in the 8th month. We're not spending much time on that. If you want to study the Hebrew calendar, help yourself. They've changed them around a few times. It's hard to understand, hard to comprehend. But if you'll dig down in it, you'll find them exactly like it is. And if I see a reason that we need to do that, we will do it. But I'm saying this morning, in the 8th month, somewhere in between of October and November, this scripture here, this book of Zechariah has been written. And it's in the 2nd year, he said, comma there, in the 2nd year of Darius. Now, who's Darius? We're going to look at him just a minute. In the 2nd year, that don't mean he's 2 years old. It means it's 2 years in his reign. Darius is an important person here. We're going to be looking at some things. Darius is the king of Persia, if you will. Now, we'll stop right here and look at Darius and kind of get our minds fixed on who Darius is and what the significance of it is here. And we want to see some things. The more scripture we look at it, the more we're going to pick up on Darius. So first of all, hold your place there in Zechariah, and let's back up to the book of Ezra. Now Ezra is a scribe. He's also a prophet. And we're going to go back to Ezra the scribe, right before the book of Nehemiah, before the book of Proverbs, before the book of Psalms, and so forth. And we'll go back to the book of Ezra. I'm giving you time to turn there. And you're going to find a little bit about him here. You're going to describe it. Now, I'm going to name some names and call these names. And if I don't call them right, according to your way of pronunciation, then you raise your hand and I'll let you tell it what it is. But I'm going to call it something. I always call these Bible characters something. I don't call them the word something now. Don't get me wrong. I try my best to pronounce it the way it is, but I might be doing disgrace to them. Just like my name, I've been called about everything, D-E-N-N-I-S. That's D-N-S. And I've been called Denise. I've been called Denny. All that stuff. And so they didn't know my, and that's a simple name. But so I'm sure I do disgrace to some of them too. So we're going to go to chapter 4 and verse number 5. And it said, and hired counselors against them to frustrate their purpose all the days of Cyrus, king of Persia, even until the reign of Darius, king of Persia. Now, the first thing that you're probably going to think about Darius was the book of Daniel. Now, we'll talk about that later. And it is the same Darius. But see, I want to show you the first thing is, and I said it a while ago, he's the king of Persia. And Persia was one of the world empires. You've got to remember that. You study the book of Daniel and you'll find the world empires that have come and have gone. That's why I love the scripture so well. You can take the book of Daniel and see how all the empires have taken place and come through. And come to the place today that where they are, And, you know, we've seen that those empires have come and they have gone. They were declared to come. They were prophesied to come. They did. And they vanished. And there's one more kingdom that has been prophesied that has not happened yet. By all the others taking place and coming and going, gives me consolation and peace and hope. And I praise God on the inside that that kingdom will, and I know it will, take place. And so I can talk about it. That's the kingdom of the Lord. Now, we find in chapter 4, verse 5, that he was the king of Persia. And people were out to disrupt the people of God. Now, that's what they were doing. And frustrate their purpose. If the devil can frustrate our purpose in life, our purpose in our spiritual life, our purpose in our physical life, our purpose in our mental life, and a purpose in our financial, I'll guarantee you, he's got the control of us. And he's got the control of multitudes today. In chapter 4 of the book of Ezra, and verse number 24, we find him mentioned again. It said, then ceased the work of the house of God, which is at Jerusalem. So it ceased under the second year of the reign of Darius, king of Persia. Now we've learned something else. He's not only king of Persia, but now the work has ceased of building the house of God that the devil had stopped in Jerusalem. It ceased it unto the second year of the reign of Darius. Now, when is Zechariah written? In the 8th month of the second year of Darius. Now we're beginning to see something to take place to kind of get us a historical setting for the book of Zechariah. It's interesting to study these things. The Word of God will tell you more about it than the commentaries will. And many years I leaned on those commentaries so much, and I just taught that way. I mean, all preachers told me, got to get you a good set of commentaries. And you read them commentaries. And they're all right, amen, unless you get a hold of the wrong ones. And remember, a commentary is nothing but somebody else's opinion. This is not a commentary I have this morning in front of me. It's the Bible. And the older I get and the closer I get to home, I wish I could turn around and start it back over again. I more rely on the Word of God today than I did years ago. Because one thing, I didn't know anything. And actually, the Bible to me was so complicated that I did not think that I'd ever learn anything from it. Somebody had to help me. But I found out if you just study it long enough, it's going to be hard to understand. But one of these days, God's going to hit that little noggin of yours and he's going to jog something loose and you're going to pick up something. Just like we've done this. You see what I'm talking about? We're just doing a word study. That's all we're doing. And any concordance. If I had my choice to find anything, tell a preacher what he needed, get you a good concordance. Basically, get the Strong's concordance because it's the best I've ever seen. Amen. There might be one that you could use better. But I get you a good concordance, something that's got everything listed, and just do a word study. And it'll help you. Now that's not Bible, that's deosology. But I'm just giving you from my experiences what happens. The Bible's the best commentary. Now we're going to slide over into chapter number 5. We found out he's a king of Persia. We found out that the work had ceased until the second year of Darius. In chapter 5, we want to look at verse 5. In chapter 5 of verse 5, it said, but the eye of their God was upon the elders of the Jews, that they could not cause them to cease till the matter came to Darius. And then they returned answer by letter concerning this matter. Now the third thing that we want to notice about Darius here is, he's got a lot of authority. They couldn't do anything until Darius put his hand upon it and put his approval upon it. You understand that? And what's that got to do with Zechariah? You'll see it in a little while. You see, we're seeing the time that he lived in. And it was not just a strange coincidence that Zechariah started preaching and doing what God wanted him to do in the second year, in October and November. See, God holds everything in our hands, don't he? Last year this time, if you'd have told me that this year our churches across America would be shut down, I would have said to you, you're crazy. Who in this building would ever have thought that anything would come to stop the churches? Except the Lord's coming and the Antichrist taking over. That's what I'd have told you. But you know what? They took it over without firing a shot at us. Scared us to death. And demanded that we cooperate. Well, look at verse 6. The Bible said, this is chapter 5 and verse 6 of Ezra. The copy of the letter that Petnei, governor on this side the river, and Shethar Bosnai, Nei, and his companions with the whatever them are. Amen. I don't know where I want to tackle that or not. Which were on this side the river sent unto Darius the king. Remember, it was important. He was an important fella. And they wanted to have what they needed. And therefore we see here today that they're consulting with him to find out what to do. And it was important that they do that. Now in verse number 7, it said, they sent a letter unto him, wherein was written thus, unto Darius the king, all peace. And so they began to request of him. Let's see what they wanted. Be it known unto the king that we went into the province of Judea to the house of the great God, which is built with great stones and timbers laid in the walls, and this work goeth fast on and prospers in their hands. Then asked we those elders and said unto them thus, who commanded you to build this house and to make up these walls? We asked their names also to certify thee, that we might write the names of the men that were the chief of them. And thus they returned us answer, saying, we are the servants of the God of heaven and earth, and build the house that was built these many years ago, which a great king of Israel built and set up. Now, we find that they're trying to get his permission to get everything done. And so we find that he allows all that. Look at chapter 6 and verse 1. Then Darius the king made a decree, and search was made in the house of the rolls where the treasures were laid up in Babylon. He's going to bring the treasures back to the house of God. It's important that they do that. Now Darius has got the power. Now we are studying Zechariah, but I want you to get the layout of this king here to see what part he's got in it when it talks about why did he get a mention in the book of Zechariah. It's important. God don't just throw these names around. He's not in the business of just taking up space. But in chapter number 6 and verse number 12, we find, and the God that hath caused his name to dwell there, destroy all kings and people that shall put to their hand to alter and to destroy this house of God, which is at Jerusalem. I, Darius, have made a decree, let it be done with speed. Now here's a dangerous thing. Now we're finding something that's took place here, and you look at it, he's laying it out that he don't want anybody to alter. That word alter there, A-L-T-E-R, means to destroy or change. It's not the A-L-T-A-R that you bow before. Amen. Got to remember that. Amen. You already know that, but some folks might not. Amen. Then verse 13 said, then Tatnai, governor on this side the river, Shethar Bosnai and their companions, according to that which Darius the king had sent, so they did speedily. Verse 14, we find him again. And the elders of the Jews build, and they prospered through the prophesying of Haggai the prophet and Zechariah the son of Iddo. Now, we're going to look at this a little bit. We'll come back to this verse. So now we find out that Zechariah, since he's in this age and time with Darius, is also in the day of Haggai and Edu. And Edu, he said, Zechariah is the son of Edu. And we're going to find out that there looks like some others in the book of Zechariah. We'll look at that in a little bit if we have time today. If don't, we'll get it later. And then verse 15 says, and this house was finished on the third day of the month Adar, which was in the sixth year of the reign of Darius the king. Now they started it through Darius in the second year, and they finished it in the sixth year. It took them 4 years. Do you see that? The math is there. If you put all this down, you can kind of get your timelines. And so sometimes we don't do that. We just read. How many times have you read the Word of God and didn't pay no attention? You just read it and that's it. I wouldn't even tell you how many times I did that. You know, and the reason I was because I don't know how many that is, but it's been constant sometimes. When I was a lot younger, I said, well, I can't understand that, can't figure it out, and never will be able to figure it out, and I go on. And that's not the proper way of reading the Scriptures. Now I read a verse of Scripture, and I look at it, and I say, Lord, have mercy. I don't understand that at all. Who would tackle the book of Zechariah today? Who wants to tackle it? Anybody? It's a tough book. You don't find much wrote on Zechariah. You see a lot of usage of it. But to get down into the itty-gritty, it takes some time. You got to dig the Scriptures and look at them. We got to do exactly what I'm doing here. And now I had to read more Scriptures than this to even get where I'm at. And so I'm saying to you this morning that he is in the work here. And you see where he's going. Now, we're going to go over to Nehemiah. In the book of Nehemiah, we'll find Darius again, but this time is in the 12th chapter. I want you just to see the usage of this man and how often God uses him and kind of get an idea who Darius is and why Zechariah come on the scene when he did. In chapter 12 and verse 22, said the Levites in the days of Eliashib, Joiada and Johanan and Jaddua were recorded chief of the fathers, also the priests to the reign of Darius the Persian. So we know we got the right one, don't we? He's the king of Persia. So we know we were talking about the right Darius here, and it's just giving some history. Then we don't find Darius mentioned anymore till we get to Daniel. And that's where you know Daniel the most. Know Darius the most is in the book of Daniel. So we move over to the book of Daniel, if you will, and we'll go to chapter 5. We find quite a bit about Darius in the book of Daniel. So in Daniel chapter 5 and verse number 31, the Bible said, and Darius the Median took the kingdom, being about 62 years old. Now here it calls him a Median. And we find out he's the king of Persia. But what he's the king over is a little country, and I didn't mention it long ago, is the place called, the empire was Medo-Persia. So there was a Medo-Persian empire. And that's why it's mentioned it here. And that's why, well, when Daniel mentions it in another place, he's talking about the Medo-Persian empire. In chapter 7, you find all these places. Now, in chapter 31, let's read something else. And Darius the Median took the kingdom, being about 62 years old. Now, how old is that? 62. 62 would be 62. Now, if Darius and Zechariah started the ministry and preaching in the second year of Darius, that means that Darius was 63, right? What's that use? Well, just to let you know. You're not talking about a 25-year-old king or a 50-year-old. You're talking about a 62-year-old, 63-year-old king of Persia. And then in going in Daniel chapter 6, verse number 1, it said, it pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom. So he's setting it all up. Verse number 6, then these presidents and princes assembled together to the king and said thus unto him, King Darius, live forever. So we see his popularity. Chapter 6 and verse 9 said, wherefore King Darius signed the writing and the decree. And he set up all the things to get it to going. All right. And then in verse number 25, you're going to find some other things. He said, then King Darius wrote unto the people, nations and languages that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied unto you. I make a decree. And he goes on down to make a decree. And he gives that decree out in verse number 28. So this Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius. That's important to know. If Daniel, amen, was in that and he prospered, now we find that he's right alongside of Zechariah. And in the reign of Cyrus the Persian. So Daniel was at a later time, but he was close to in the same area, and I'm sure they were well aware of each other. In chapter 9, in verse 1, it said, in the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, of the seed of the Medes, which was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans. Now we're going back to the first year of Darius. Amen. And then we'll slide over to chapter 11 and verse 1. He said, also I in the first year of Darius the Mede, even I, stood to confirm and to strengthen him. Amen. And also, and it mentioned it back there, but Darius is signing things, and he's wanted to also sign the decree that nobody pray for the space of 30 days. And if they prayed to any other God but the God of heaven, I mean, if they prayed to anybody but the king, see, they set him up. They set King Darius up. And if you pray to anybody but King Darius, let them have to go to the lion's den or the den of lions. And he signed that decree. He hated it, but God delivered it. Sometimes a king can sign something, do things that's detrimental, but God can know how to turn it. I've watched that through our president in the United States of America. I've watched things happen, and I thought, that won't work, and it come out and it worked right. Amen. You've seen that too, haven't you? That's when I say he ain't God's man, but he's in God's plan. I don't believe he knows what he's doing half the time, but God knows. God moving around. And then you can laugh if you want to and say that, but I want to tell you something. I don't know what I'm doing half the time, but God does the same thing to me. Amen. He puts me in the right paths and put people in my path. God knows how to take. He's a sovereign God. God knows all about everything. Well, hallelujah for that. Now we're going to go over just a little bit into the book of Haggai. When we get over in the book of Haggai, we don't have but just three or four more of these places to go to, and then we're going to get back where we were and look up something else and take off again. See if I can find Haggai. I ain't found it yet. All right. Haggai. Tell you where it's at. It's right before the book of Zechariah. Amen. Chapter 1 and verse 1. In the second year of Darius, now we've got something. Wasn't it in the second year of Zechariah, or in Darius, that Zechariah was working? In the second year of Darius, the king, in the sixth month. Now what month was Zechariah now? Eighth month. So 6 months, that's 2 months earlier, prior to Zechariah, God's working. In the first day of the month came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet. They say, God's speaking to several prophets. This is a very prophetic time. And we're going to add some things in a minute. You'll see it and how it'll bless you. In Haggai chapter 1 and verse number 15, in the 4 and 20th day of the sixth month in the second year of Darius the king. He specialized all that again. You go back and see what happened, how that the work was going on. And just a few days in that sixth month, 26 days into that month, and or 20 days in, yeah, in the fourth, 20, get me right at the minute, 24th day of that sixth month, and in the second year of Darius. All right, now, in chapter 2, verse 10, in the 24th day of the ninth month. Now, what's the ninth month? That's a month after Zechariah, right? So these are working close together. Haggai is really close to Zechariah when he's coming to his prophetic scriptures. See, that helps you now to know Haggai and Zechariah are close. They were right. They were, what do you call them, contemporaries? Or was it contemporaries? Well, You call them colleagues, I guess, or laborers together. In the second year of Darius came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet. So you see what's going on. And then we go down a little bit further into the book of Zechariah. In Zechariah 1:1, in the eighth month, in the second year of Darius. And then in chapter 1 in verse 7, upon the 24th day of the 11th month, that's on further, which is the month Sheba, in the second year of Darius, came the word of the Lord unto Zechariah. And then in chapter 7 of that chapter of this book, we find something else. Now, I know this may be a little aggravating to you, but I want you to get this. And it came to pass in the fourth year of King Darius, in the fourth year of King Darius, that the word of the Lord came unto Zechariah. So now there's three times, and I'll mention that here in just a minute. And we go back. I want to pull this phrase out because it's important to see it. And I pray that the Lord might give us wisdom and understanding and know what's going on. Amen. Time is going to get me in a minute anyhow. But I will point this out. That's one thing and then we'll go. I know this may have been a little aggravating, but I'm laying the framework and the groundwork for the book of Zechariah. Amen. Because Zechariah is loaded with good nuggets of truth about the coming of the Lord. Go back, chapter 1, verse 1. In the eighth month, in the second year of Darius, came the word of the Lord unto Zechariah. Amen. I like that when the word of God comes to somebody. Now, in verse 7, I read it a while ago, upon the 24th day of the 11th month, which is the month Shebat, in the second year of Darius, came the word of the Lord unto Zechariah. Remember, Zechariah didn't stand up and just preach constantly every day and constantly. And God's showing us something here. That's the same way with our preachers. We're not preaching all the time. Amen. I like to try. It killed me. But I'm going to tell you, there's times that you're not. But you can't speak and preach till God gives you something to speak and preach. All right? Then we're going to look at that other verse that I just pointed out a while ago and get at that. And that's chapter 7 in verse 1. And we've seen that that was a different time. Now here's the third time that it's mentioned again in Zechariah. And they just keep it going. Chapter 7, verse 1, and it came to pass in the fourth year. Chapter 1 is the second year of King Darius, that the word of the Lord came unto Zechariah. See? Every time the word of the Lord come to him, he spoke and God give him something. So you read the rest of it, you find out what God is speaking. Does that make sense? Does that help you to get a framework or knowing where we are with the book of Zechariah? Now we're going to start next week with the characters we find in this thing. And the warning that God has given Zechariah. It's a while before he really gets down to business, but trying to take some things and get them out of the way that's in the way to get started for the things and the work of God here. So I trust that the book of Zechariah will help you a little, strengthen you, and encourage you. It's the one that he says one of these days he's going to put his feet on the Mount of Olives. Amen. He's coming back. There's a lot of, and I'm sure when Zechariah wrote some of this, he didn't understand it. A lot of the men did not understand it. But they were speaking and they spoke the word of God. Amen. Sometimes a preacher can preach some things, don't really understand it, but it comes to pass down the road. You'll see why you preached a certain thing. At least I've seen that down through the years. All right, may we bow our heads and ask God to help us.